Boneboy Speaks, episode 382, In the 1%.
Are you using Twitter? Chances are, nobody is reading what you're saying. That's the sad truth. And even though I have something like 3,500 followers, and according to various services I've checked, most of them are real. You get the odd spam bot or something here or there, but for the most part, I have 3,500 people. Are they all engaged with me? Most likely not. Once in a while, I will get engagement when I post something, or once in a while, somebody will ask me something, which is kind of cool. And when you have enough people, even on a noisy network like Twitter, you can occasionally have conversations. In fact, I do have conversations on Twitter. It's 140 characters makes it a little challenging at times, especially if there are multiple people. But I guess, you know, I'm in the 1%. What can I say? There was a study done by a gentleman who analyzed a bunch of Twitter traffic, and based on his sample, something like 400,000 accounts, he figured out that the 99th percentile of Twitter users has something like 3,000 followers, and then they get to the 99.9th percentile, it's, you know, like 25,000. So there's definitely a steep curve there, and there's a lot of very broadcasty people. There's a lot of very sort of mainstream people that use Twitter now. I mean, I remember Twitter when it was just the geeks, and which is kind of what app.net is now, and I kind of like that. But on app.net, for instance, there isn't really a whole lot of people that are going to talk about football. Whereas I can find a ton of 49ers fans on Twitter. And so that's, and considering that the 49ers in the Super Bowl, that's actually kind of a nice thing right now, especially since I live in Seattle and there's not a ton of 49ers fans around. So, you know, I use Twitter. What can I say? But that's something that, because there's a lot of people using Twitter, and because it can be largely asymmetric, it works, right? You don't have to, with maybe famous people or semi-famous people, you don't have to have that strong of a connection, right? But it scales because they're short messages and don't really require a lot of attention. But the problem is that there's so many of them that it's hard to, it's hard to have a conversation. Well, maybe you can, but there doesn't have to be a long-term commitment, which is kind of a nice thing, I guess. And you can find stuff on a wide variety of topics, but I'm trying to imagine what the user experience for like a brand new user is. And I've created a couple of new accounts recently for various things. And the onboarding experience is just kind of, it leaves a lot to be desired. Somebody coming to Twitter, it's like, well, what are you doing here? You know, unless you know that you need to follow somebody on Twitter and you find enough somebody's on Twitter that it's interesting. I don't know how you're supposed to know what to do with Twitter when you get into it. So it doesn't surprise me that most of the accounts are probably not that active anyway, because people get on Twitter and go, oh, that's it. Well, that's really all it is. Okay. But Twitter's one of those things you either get or you don't, I think. Yeah, whereas Facebook's a little more obvious, app.net, maybe less obvious to some people, but anyway, the fact that I'm in the 1% of Twitter users is more of a function of the fact that I've been on Twitter since the beginning rather than, being extra special in any way. Those are the kinds of people that I think have and that are in the 1% are the people that have stuck with Twitter for a long time. Or they're super, super famous outside of Twitter. And so that's why they have a huge following. So anyway, that is, I guess I'm in the 1%, maybe not the 0.1%, but it's an interesting, study. I'll put a link to it in the show notes and you can read it for yourself if you haven't already.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.